Pakistanis are divided over Facebook. That kind of reminds us of what's going on here at home, that they're divided over what's going on with Facebook, YouTube, and Wikipedia. Here's what happened. There's a recent court ruling there that banned the use of those websites. They ordered those websites blocked nationwide through May 31st after they found out about a Facebook group that's urging people to draw pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. That's something that is considered very offensive to people in the Muslim faith. Nearly 2.5 million Facebook users reside in Pakistan, and there's now a big debate going up over there about freedom of speech and a freedom of expression. We're joined by Huma Imtiaz. She works for Jio News, one of Pakistan's most popular private news stations, and she joins us from Karachi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do all people in Pakistan who are Muslim agree that uses or deciding to draw images of the Prophet Muhammad would be considered offensive grounds for blocking these websites?
I think that there was a select group of lawyers that had filed a petition. I think a lot of people weren't even aware of the competition by when the ban was enforced. So by the time that the ban came about and people started to find out about the page, obviously there was anger in the country, and we have seen protests against the website. But there is a certain class of society, which is the elite and the liberals, who are incensed over the ban because what the government has now done, instead of banning just Facebook as they were ordered by the court, they've banned about 800 to 1,000 websites, some of which don't even have blasphemous content.
Did we lose Huma? We appear to have lost Huma Imtiaz. She works for Jio News, one of Pakistan's most popular private news stations. Lost that phone line from Karachi.
But that is a widely controversial notion, the idea that you make specific representations, either in literature, as
right,
Salman
but what
Rushdie
she was
did.
About to explain is that there's actually a certain section of Pakistani society which feels like that's not grounds for blocking a website, that there is a certain amount of freedom of speech involved here, and that is a relatively new position among devout Muslims. What happened with this Facebook group is that there's a cartoonist named Molly Norris. She drew a cartoon in April protesting that decision to take South Park off the air, the South Park that featured the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit. And in her cartoon, she proposed that May 20th be Everybody Draw Muhammad Day. That inspired a separate Everybody Draw Muhammad Day group on Facebook, and that became very, very popular, and that's what caused Pakistani officials to protest against the site, and then a recent court ruling banned the use of Facebook, YouTube, and Wikipedia, and it has become a major source of controversy because, as I said...
It's not clear if the judiciary is reacting specifically to an Islamic doctrinal issue or if they're just, like, worried this is going to get out of hand.
Right. We have Huma Imtiaz back, a Karachi-based journalism for Jio News, and she left again. Very sketchy phone lines there coming from Karachi. But, you know, the question here is that would this result in real political change in Pakistan? In other words, the protests against the curbing of freedom of speech or freedom of expression, or is this just a passing phase? After all, this ban only lasts until May 31st. That's because, supposedly, by then, Everybody Draw Muhammad Day is over. We'll have to see. And it'd be interesting to get a take from some of our Muslim listeners on what they think about this whole controversy. If you do have thoughts about it, give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also post a comment at thetakeaway.org, or you can also reach us by text. Send the word TAKE to 69866.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.